It made it past the trench. Good. I was becoming concerned I hadn't been fast enough. It's hard to tell the expiration on a human sea capacity.
Of course you're confused.
I suppose the last thing you saw was the glow of your ship scorching above your head.
That's a wretched sound.
You woke up once earlier to dispel the sea from your throat, but it still goes in your grave.
Not to mock.
Your ventilation system is a bit embarrassing.
You're like a common fish.
I suppose it's a credit to your people that you've got the minds to keep yourself dry off land. Mostly.
And then there are the fools, like yourself,
who tempt the deep.
Don't strain yourself so much, you sound like a gull.
Well, that ship of yours is submerged, as its fate dictated.
Why?
No, I heard your voice carried on the wind. Picked it up for a while now. You despaired over the edge of that ship enough. Is it any loss to you? I've heard you beg for the Kraken some nights. Wishing on the waves to inspire results on odd days. Water has a way of capturing emotions, don't they say? You can blame the turbulence on all the tears. Or the pirates.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've heard such a foul collection of screams. You're where I put you.
Simple cave, not far from shore. After you managed to toss yourself overboard,
retrieving you is a simple enough task.
No.
No one else, I'm afraid.
You may have trouble believing it, but you're a considerably lucky fella. I mean, just how often are sailors rescued by sirens? You're not in any danger down here.
You may even find the opportunity to leave. Provided, you assist me with a simple task. Oh, it's nothing of great effort. You're more than qualified. If I wanted any old seafarer, I would have had my pick, wouldn't I? I plucked you specifically from the wreckage for the purpose of enlistment. You were chosen long before that ship went down.
Such a bite to you.
I'll allow it. You hit some bad weather. To get to the point, Hugh, you'll be providing me with a voice. Of course I have one. But it's so weak. It's so weak.
Does it sound strong?
If it were, you wouldn't even have the desire to resist my humble request. It's been quite some time since I sank a ship. And you can hear the strain on my song. This cave It's one of the few places it will echo. Normally the wind would pick it up and carry it for miles across the waves. And would plow themselves into the rocks in desperation to source my sound. But I've been without inspiration for too long. That all said, you are fine. It's been some time since I came across a desirable man. And I am beside myself, to be honest. I'm not interested in drowning you. That pastime is reserved for those who serve little purpose to me. You have an option. And I have your saving grace without looking. To cut straight to it. Here. I want you. Oh. Well, that's a confusion. But I had finished my sentence. Oh, a gasp. Oh. Yes. I want you. I want your power to bolster my own. You're aware, naturally, of what draws a sailor, a captain, a voyager to my goal. Or are you as inept as you continuously make yourself out to be? Well, perhaps I'm giving you too much credit. A man at sea wishes more than most for the tenderness of a woman. Soothing voice nurtures him. Seductive, sweet, and strong as the waves. It's quite a temptation. But I, weakened as I am, I have not the tune to reach their ears. Not anymore. It's what I deserve, as my sisters say. And I grew arrogant, drowned more than I could swallow, and now my tune raps with their salted lungs. I don't know how to sing without their fear interlaced. I've tried. I've found the windiest days and the quietest ones. But I haven't known the right key. I used to bring down fleets when I sang. I've been alone for far too long, and the memory has eroded. I need a man to draw it back out of me. I need him to breathe his own desire into my lungs. I need to remember what it feels like to be consumed by something that has me desiring more. My song isn't completely dampened, obviously, but if this continues,
One day, it will ring only of the piercing winds and the torn throats of my sailors. It won't just be a ghost of a whisper. They'll turn their bows away from my call. They'll be catching only haunting echoes of sea-logged sorrows in their ears. My only way to bring it back to port is to rediscover those overlays. The ambionic sweetness I've almost forgotten. And achieving the effect requires enthusiasm on your part.
No.
Don't be hasty, human. You're looking around for another escape. Let me tell you that it'd take a fool to attempt that. These waves would turn your bones to fragments against the rocks. The stone is jagged enough to finish the job if the mere impact doesn't do it. You would more paint the cliffs than climb them. And I challenge you to swim in those heavy fabrics you humans fancy so much. I suppose you might have a better chance if you took more. And you're halfway into helping me accomplish my task. We're waiting outside for you anyhow. If you're lucky, nothing. But then you'll be simply sitting. Cold, hungry, injured. Exposed. You'll be lonely. And I'll call up to you, learn you to join me back here in the cave. I'm strong enough for that, still. You'll climb back down. You'll attempt to, anyhow. It's a cycle you'll grow to loathe, possibly quicker than I will, if luck has it. To be honest, it may even end up amusing me. Believe me, you don't want that. So, what would it be then? You have limited time. What with your current condition and lack of resources? I can promise you, you'll find no ship a proper passage in these parts unless I beckon it. And to do so without the offering you can bestow would prove fruitless. So what is your decision? Should I give you a few days? I could simply rip the memory out of you, I must confess. I have considered it. But the nectar of the willing swells so much more delicately into our songs. On top of that, it's been a while since I've been close enough to touch a man. I'd prefer to relish it. Your skin looks so soft. But the start. It is a cold, isn't it? Your body's going to have trouble regulating heat in those clothes. Does give you a very good reason to disrobe, doesn't it? Oh,
you're determined to freeze and...
I've never seen that. Fine.
Shiver spitefully until the temperature takes you. Certainly an option. You've chosen an unfortunate time of year to involve yourself in a shipwreck, I must say. Even the whales know better than to stay this time of year. But business is business, isn't it?
I'm fairly extraordinary at regulating body.
Pinch of magic, natural to our anatomy, quite fortunate. You know, the more you shake, the more your chances of stripping increases. I've heard tales of it myself, but how exciting to finally get a front row seat. You'll surely look foolish now, send your body sobbing back to sea. Where will you wash that? Huh. Like I said, I can warm you if you'd only let me. All I ask in payment is a gift of song. The winds do love to sneak throughout these caves. I don't need to tell you. We're about to find out. I can call to the pirates. If it's revenge you want, I can provide it. Your fellow crew slain. And friends you must have. Their bodies. All for what? Some boxes of spice. Shall we make them wet? Desperately. They'd let your crew slip past. The strength in your voice. I will happily lend my song to your cause. It was cruel forcing you to watch the way they did. Hadn't been close at the time. Coming on the east wind. Those with something to prove were often the ones to dig their own grave. I know that ship at any distance. The very wake bleeds malice into the ocean. There's a quick enough scent to catch. I could put an end to it. But not alone. I cannot put the victim souls to rest with my own power. I could not stop them when they targeted you. I promise you, the end will be like it comes at your own hands. So, what say you? I'll take that as a yes. Be patient. I simply want to get a feel for what I'm working with. Not quite where I'd like it to be. So what should I do? Tell me. How to combat the grief? My kind. We're out there sensitive. Right below the jaw. Differences. Rather, float on the pleasures I can provide you. Let them make you weightless and carry you towards your goal. No matter how unorthodox this may seem, you are doing a noble thing. And so sweetly. I know you can't grip more than just my arms. Gentle touches. Wherever you like. Let your eyes wander if it'll help. I'm beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it, but you don't need to worry. I haven't bewitched you. I find that form of enchantment rather demeaning. The fact is, you're lucky to find a specimen as enticing as myself. Not every creature lures with the same bait. And there are a variety that could have come upon yourself. Just allow your gaze to linger anywhere it desires. Legs are what separates mermaids from osiris. Don't you ever listen to the tales? Am I not exotic enough for your taste? How do I compare to your human maidens? I would have thought a pair of legs to wrap around you would be a and it's much easier to find what's in between. Have any of your kind ever touched you quite like this? Really taking the time. Good start, if nothing else. I'll need you to be a bit louder, though. How lucky I am to have such a willing contributor. Unfortunately, you have a very human habit of covering the most attractive parts of yourself. That's better. Sarah, look me in the eye. Suddenly difficult. Embarrassed. I'm such a strong, valiant man, made shy by the touch of woman. It's rather foolish. No, I'm not dissuaded by it. I'm not dissuaded by any of it. You really do need to be warmed up. I don't think you realize how fortunate I feel. None of my previous suppliers suited my taste to this degree. But I guess it's too soon to. Why don't we give it a test? You know what? I think my tastes have improved. Allow me to get reacquainted. This I know.
Do you prefer a firm dong? Both, then, I assume. It's such a shame I hardly remember. What sort of reaction is this? Forgive me if I wrongfully inferred a delighted reaction from that gasp. You like a light squeeze, don't you? I just must play with these. Taken up in my mind. Don't worry. I take it it's been a while for you as well. For lack of opportunity, I assume. You ought to make your age shine more often. It's a crime for this body to go to waste. Especially when it reacts like that. I think any girl with a brain, I'd jump at the chance. Or at least a working pair of eyes. I keep you for myself. Make them regret it. You can double up on your revenge. This filthy virus won't see it coming. But you'll give me the power. Make them back. Was that the right thing or the wrong thing to say?
Are you now to force a woman's legs apart then? Because you're awfully good at it. You haven't talked in far too long. Well, we'll just see how long is long enough. Thrust. Completely forgotten. Definitely better than I remembered. Oh, poor man, you've been dealt a curse too many. It's all right. We're working together to lessen him. You'll see the benefits of enjoying my body far past the decadent present. But do fully appreciate it. I was wondering when you would touch them. Of course they're soft. Why do you seem surprised? Do they not look at? Skin may glimmer. But is my body not that of a woman's? Could every delicate curve, and the more dramatic ones, every warm, welcoming entrance, no matter than any lass you could find on shore. I'm tired. I'm wet. And I know the value of a good man. They're on your hands over every inch of me. Stick your nails in. Release it all your desire into me. Take off your shirt. You'll catch your toes. Being able to grasp at a man's back. Careful. I'll leave scratches if you do that with your hips again. Yes, just like that. Just like that. Faster.
up on this rock. I like it. What's a little blood in the water? Oh, keep playing with my breath. So, other hand. Press it. Here, right here. Oh, my stomach. Oh, you thrust. Yes. Oh, please, I'm close. I'm close. I need. Oh, yeah. Okay, all in. Give me everything. All of it. I want every breath and every moment. Don't hold back. No. Louder. 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 Yes. Oh, let that be heard. Breathe in my ear. Give it to me. My delectable little human. I haven't felt this amount of power in decades. I expected an afternoon. You're fairly human, aren't you? Perhaps I should make sure. Human as they come. Apparently, you have some. Ah, look at you, exhausted. Lie back. Well, don't insult my presence. You have to remain here until I can enchant another ship. With the life he breathes back into me, he'll set foot on deck by tomorrow evening. My first priority is to our original deal, whether you took it or not. The pirates will come after. But do not die. That I have remembered them. They love their glitter and trophies so much. I'll introduce them to all the treasures so sadly sunken below. I imagine they'll thank both of us for that. Ma, fear not. I intend to use my song much more conservatively moving forward. Though I may have to lure you back on occasion. For a top off. the sound of the waves sink you to sleep. I'll leave you with a bit of warmth. And you can rest in the knowledge of your forthcoming inventions. You've done well. My turn to do the rest. And soon you'll be home. And the reeds will be snagging their